الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهُ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا. Allah spoke about among the Yahud, there'll be those people who bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people like Abdullah ibn Salam, they brought iman. And then there's a group who barred the people, blocked the people from the path of Islam. Those are the disbelievers. And Allah says, وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا. Jahannam is sufficient as a blaze. سَعِيرًا as a blaze to burn the disbelievers. So Allah says, Jahannam is sufficient as a blaze. In this verse, the verse that we've recited now in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes tafsil of this. Allah explains what is this Jahannam being sufficient as a blaze. How does it burn the disbelievers? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Indeed, those who disbelieve in our ayat, سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Soon we shall admit them into Jahannam. And then Allah says, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ. Whenever their skin are burnt out, when the skin is burnt out, Allah says, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. We replace them with new skin, with fresh skin, so that they can taste the azab again. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, when he makes tafsir of this verse, he says that this process will happen so fast, so swiftly, that the new skin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace the old skin with new skin, and this process will happen so quickly that 100 times, they will experience new skin on their bodies in one moment. So just in one sa'ah, in one moment, they will be replaced with skin 100 times. This is the tafsir that is given by Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Other mufassirin suggest that in one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that Jahannam will burn their skin 70,000 times. 70,000 times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Allah is all powerful and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise in why He gives out punishment like this. That is why we make this dua also. Oh Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. There's a hadith that says that 3 times if you make dua daily, oh Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam, then Jahannam begins to make this dua that, oh Allah, protect this person from the fire of Jahannam. Save him from Jahannam. Today we heard this morning, Urul Albab, those who possess intellect, part of their dua, they make this morning, Qari Sahib read, so they make few duas, Urul Albab, those who possess intellect, one of the duas that they make this dua, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Why, oh Allah? رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارِ. Whoever you admit into Jahannam, فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ. Definitely, most certainly you have humiliated such a person. And for the zalimin, there aren't any helpers. The lightest form of azab that will be given to any Jahannami is that azab that will be meted out to a person at his or in the sole of his feet, there will be 2 smoldering embers, and this will burn him. And Allah and the hadith says that his dimagh, his brains also will boil due to this, and it will boil like a cauldron that is boiling to the brim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jaza that will be given, or the reward that will be given to the mu'min. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That those who brought iman, those who did righteous deeds, سَنُدَخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. Soon we shall admit them into gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. At the bottom of which rivers will flow, they will remain there in forever. لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. There in Jannah they will have wives that will be pure. In other words, free from all najasa, free from all impurities, free from menstruation, free from defecation, free from even things like nasal mucus, free from even seminal impurities, free from even having bad akhlaq, There is one tafsir that is given. They will have good akhlaq. And Allah says, وَلُدَخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا. We will admit the jannatis into a shade. ظَلِيلًا. So ظِل means shade. ظَلِيلًا in tafsir means عَمِيقًا, into deep shade. And ظَلِيلًا also means غَزِيرًا, into dense shade. And in some tafsirs they've mentioned that into prolonged and extended shade, like how Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in his hadith, he says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that in Jannah there is a tree. And a rider, if he were to ride for 100 years, then he will not cross this distance. He will be in the shade of the tree. If a rider rides for 100 years in the shade of this tree, he won't even cross this. وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us all into Jannah. Likewise, it comes in a hadith, if you make dua 3 times daily, oh Allah, admit me into Jannah. Jannah also makes this dua. Oh Allah, admit this person, the sahib, into Jannah. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.